Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Well, the month of August was quite an interesting one for me. Between 2 weeks of bronchitis and a week of COVID, I'm still trying to get back to feeling some kind of normal. I did have plenty of time for reading and listening to books, though. And today, I'll share a little about a couple of them with you. But first, I hope all of you are healthy. If, however, you are stuck on the couch trying to get over a bug, I hope you have lots of great reading material on hand. One of the books I most enjoyed during my month of sickness was Fellowship Point by Alice Elliott Dark. This is a sweet, poignant story about two 82-year-old women who have been friends all their lives. They both have inherited vacation homes on Fellowship Point on the coast of Maine. Both women also have homes in Philadelphia, but one of them decides late in life that she wants to spend the remainder of her days in the close-knit coastal community. The two friends are almost exact opposites, and they have led very different lives. Polly married and had children. Tragically, she lost a daughter. Agnes never married and is a children's book author. Earlier in her life, Agnes took in a little girl, Nan, who had lost her mother and whose father allowed the girl to roam around unsupervised. Nan is seriously injured and nearly dies, but Agnes nurses her back to health. When her father dies, Nan's relatives take her away from Agnes, breaking the woman's heart. Nan is also the name of the main character in Agnes's series of children's books. Years after losing the real Nan, Agnes is hounded by a young editor who tries to get Agnes to write a memoir. Slowly, as the two women build a relationship that is part professional, part personal, surprising secrets are revealed. I really enjoyed this tale of friendship and longing and loss and life and love and how we all have secrets to shape us into who we ultimately become. I highly recommend Fellowship Point by Alice Elliott Dark. Going in a completely different reading direction now, I also enjoyed Killing the Killers, the latest in the best-selling Killing series by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Degard. This work of nonfiction is chilling, but interesting. In it, the authors offer harrowing accounts of how terrorists have killed and abducted and tortured innocent people over many, many years. 9/11, of course, is discussed, as is the overthrow of the Shah of Iran in 1979 and the consequences that followed all that. With each example of terrorism, the authors tell us how the perpetrators were dealt with, usually quite harshly. Sometimes, as we all know, it unfortunately takes years to bring terrorists to justice. Reading about just how that is done is frightening, yet reassuring. Several of the instances written about in this book have been reported over the years, and I remember them, some of them all too well. Many, however, have never been reported. O'Reilly and Degard explain how they obtained information, and they also noted when they couldn't provide some information due to it still being classified. Like all the books in this series, Killing the Killers is well-researched and well-written. I listened to the audiobook version. It was read by Robert Petcoff, who is one of my favorite audiobook narrators. He does his usual excellent job with this one. If you enjoy nonfiction, I highly recommend Killing the Killers and the entire series by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Degard. And before I go, a quick reminder that the Friends of the Parson County Public Library will hold our fall book sale October 13th, 14th, and 15th. Please mark your calendars. And if you have books to donate, you can drop them off at the library anytime. As always, stay healthy, Thanks for listening, and happy reading.